Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Memra by Ram Golda and here Masechus Chulin Daf Kuv Vav, the 8th parak Kol HaBasar. The Zikhu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, Chizkiah says regarding Chamei Tveria, hot water from the springs of Tveria, ain't no tenu mehen liyadayim. We may not use them to wash our hands before eating, of a matavim behen hayadayim, but we may immerse our hands in them before eating. Yochanan says that although Chamei Tveria are valid for a tame to immerse his entire body, they are not valid for immersing hands alone. The Gemara objects that if Chamei Tveria are valid for tevilah of one's entire body, certainly they are valid for immersing his hands. Rashi explains that tevilas yadayim is more effective than netilas yadayim. Rapapa explains bim koman, when the spring waters are in their place, containing 40 saw, all agree immersing hands is effective. Mishka minag b'mana, to take Chamei Tveria in a kli and wash one's hands, all agree they are not valid. Although Chizkiah allowed using Chamei Ur, water heated by fire, for netilas yadayim, those were originally cool, but Chamei Tveria, which were always hot, are disqualified for netilas yadayim. Although Chizkiah allowed using Chamei Ur, water heated by fire, for netilas yadayim, those were originally cool, but Chamei Tveria, which were always hot, are disqualified for netilas yadayim. The Machokas is the Paskinu Bebas Birsa, where he separated Chamei Tveria into a small channel lacking 40 saw, but it is halakhically connected to 40 saw. Rabbi Yochanan holds this tevila was decreed invalid, lest someone come to wash with its water from a kli, and Chizkiah holds there is no such gazera. Point number two, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ashian said it, Netilas yadayim chulun b'fnei srach truma. Washing one's hands for eating chulun was instituted to form a habit for truma, meaning to accustom kohanim to washing their hands because ordinary hands were decreed tamei and are matamei truma. But od mishum mitzvah, also because of a mitzvah. Abai explains that he means mitzvah lishmo adibah chuchamim. It's a mitzvah to heed the words of the sages who enacted netilas yadayim. Rava said that it's a mitzvah to heed the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who finds a source for netilas yadayim. The pasuk says that anyone who touched a zav, v'yadav oshatav v'mayim, and didn't wash his hands in water, shall be tamei. He darshans this to say that someone else who doesn't wash his hands is tamei. Rashi says this is an asmachta. Rav Shai said that netilas yadayim for Paris was only said mishum nikias, because of cleanliness. And Rava clarified that it's neither an obligation nor even a mitzvah, it's merely reshus, optional. This disagrees with Rav Nachman, who says, Hanoto yadav v'peros eno el magasei ruach. One who washes his hands for produce is but from the haughty, a spirit. And point number three, it was taught in a braisa that netilas yadayim for chulin requires washing the fingers ad haperek until the second joint in the middle of the finger. Washing for truma requires washing ad haperek until the next joint, the knuckles, and kiddush yadayim raglayim, sanctification of a kohen's hands and feet in the mikdash, before performing avodah must be ad haperek until the next joint, the wrist. Rav ruled according to this distinction between chulin and truma, but Shmuel said one must wash even for chulin until the knuckles, ruling stringently. Rav Sheshes ruled leniently, allowing washing for both chulin and truma until the second joint. The Braisa concludes, V'kol davar shechotzes mitvila baguf, and anything which constitutes a separation for immersion of the body in the mikvah, chotzes min netilas yadayim v'chulin, constitutes a separation for washing one's hands for chulin, as well as for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Chizkiah says regarding Chamei Tveria, hot water from the springs of Tveria, ein notin mehen liyadayim. We may not use them to wash our hands before eating, of a matavim behen liyadayim, but we may immerse our hands in them before eating. Rav Yochanan says that although Chamei Tveria are valid for a tame to immerse his entire body, they are not valid for immersing hands alone. The Gemara objects that if Chamei Tveria are valid for tevilah of one's entire body, certainly they are valid for immersing his hands. Rashi explains that tevilas yadayim is more effective than netilas yadayim. Rapapa explains bim koman, when the spring waters are in their place, containing 40 saw, all agree immersing hands is effective. Mishka minag b'mana, to take Chamei Tveria in a kli and wash one's hands, all agree they are not valid. Although Chizkiah allowed using Chamei Ur, water heated by fire, for netilas yadayim, those were originally cool, but Chamei Tveria, which were always hot, are disqualified for netilas yadayim. Although Chizkiah allowed using Chamei Ur, water heated by fire, for netilas yadayim, those were originally cool, but Chamei Tveria, which were always hot, are disqualified for netilas yadayim. The Machokas is the Paskinu Bebas Birsa, where he separated Chamei Tveria into a small channel lacking 40 saw, but it is halakhically connected to 40 saw. Rabbi Yochanan holds this tevila was decreed invalid, lest someone come to wash with its water from a kli, and Chizkiah holds there is no such gazera. Point number two, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ashian said it, Netilas yadayim chulun b'fnei srach truma. Washing one's hands for eating chulun was instituted to form a habit for truma, meaning to accustom kohanim to washing their hands because ordinary hands were decreed tamei and are matamei truma. v'od mishum mitzvah, also because of a mitzvah. Abai explains that he means mitzvah lishmo adibra chochamim. It's a mitzvah to heed the words of the sages who enacted Netilas Yadayim. Rava said that it's a mitzvah to heed the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who finds a source for Netilas Yadayim. The pasuk says that anyone who touched a zav, v'yadav v'shatav v'mayim, and didn't wash his hands in water, shall be tamei. He darshens this to say that someone else who doesn't wash his hands is tamei. Rashi says this is an asmachta. Rabbi Shai said that Netilas Yadayim for Paris was only said mishum nekiyas, because of cleanliness. And Rava clarified that it's neither an obligation nor even a mitzvah, it's merely reshus, optional. This disagrees with Rav Nachman, who says, Hanoto yadav v'peres enu el magasi haruach. One who washes his hands for produce is but from the haughty, a spirit. And point number three, was taught in a braisa that Netilas Yadayim for chulin requires washing the fingers ad haperek, until the second joint in the middle of the finger. Washing for truma requires washing ad haperek until the next joint, the knuckles, and kiddush yadayim raglaim, sanctification of a kohen's hands and feet in the mikdash, before performing avoda must be ad haperek until the next joint, the wrist. Rav ruled according to this distinction between chulin and truma, but Shmuel said one must wash even for chulin until the knuckles, ruling stringently. Rav Sheshes ruled leniently, allowing washing for both chulin and truma until the second joint. The Braisa concludes, V'kol davar shechotzes mitvila baguf, and anything which constitutes a separation for immersion of the body in the mikvah, chotzes minetilas yadayim v'chulin, constitutes a separation for washing one's hands for chulin, as well as for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuvav, and our standing Siman relates to a kava line, and we use a tight rope walker walking a fine line to make the Siman more distinct. So here goes. As one tight rope walker dipped his hands into a small channel, separated from the Chamei Teveri in preparation for the act, the crowd listened to the announcer explain the reason for Netilas Yadayim, and was wowed as another performer walked across the rope over the waters, washing his hands first to the joint, then to the knuckles, then the whole hand, demonstrating the different types of washing for Chulin Truma and the Avoda in the base of Migdash. Once again, slow motion. As one tightrope walker, that must run Duff, Kuvav, Kav, walking a fine line. As one tightrope walker dipped his hands into a small channel, separated from the Chamei Teveria, in preparation for the act, which reminds us, Chizkiah says regarding Chamei Teveria, the hot water from the springs of Teveria, a notum mehen liyadayim, we may not use them to wash our hands before eating, of a metavim behen liyadayim, but we may immerse our hands in them before eating. Rav Yochanan says that although Chamei Teveria are valid for a tamei to immerse his entire body, they're not valid for immersing hands alone. The Gemara goes on to explain the Malchokas is where one separates the Chamei Teveria into a small channel lacking 40 saw, but it is halachically connected to 40 saw. Rav Yochanan said this tefillah was decreed invalid, lest someone come to wash with its water from a kli, and Chizki holds there is no such gezerah. So as one tightrope walker dipped his hands into a small channel, separated from the Chamei Teveria, in preparation for the act, the crowd listened to the announcer explain the reason for Netilas Yadayim, which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashian said, Netilas Yadayim chulin bifnei tzrach truma, washing one's hands for eating chulin was instituted to form a habit for truma, meaning to accustom kohanim to washing their hands, because ordinary hands were decreed tamei and are metamei truma. Vod mishum mitzvah, and also because of a mitzvah. Abai explains that he means mitzvah lishmo adivrei chachamim. It's a mitzvah to heed the words of the sages who enacted Netilas Yadayim. So as one tightrope walker dipped his hands into a small channel, separated from the Chamei Teveria in preparation for the act, the crowd listened to the announcer explain the reason for Netilas Yadayim, and was wowed as another performer walked across the rope over the waters, washing his hands first to the joint, then to the knuckles, then the whole hand, demonstrating the different types of washing for Chulin Truma and the Avoda in the base of Migdash, which reminds us, a braisa states that Netilas Yadayim for chulin requires washing the fingers ad haperek until the second joint in the middle of the finger. Washing for truma requires washing ad haperek until the next joint, the knuckles, and kiddush yadayim raglaim, sanctification of a kohen's hands and feet in the Migdash before performing avoda, must be ad haperek until the next joint, the wrist. So once again, as one tightrope walker dipped his hands into a small channel separated from the Chamei Teveria in preparation for the act, the crowd listened to the announcer explain the reason for Netilas Yadayim, and was wowed as another performer walked across the rope over the waters, washing his hands first to the joint, then to the knuckles, then the whole hand, demonstrating the different types of washing for Chulin Truma and the Avoda in the base of Migdash. All right, so now it's time for a four blot back Chazara. Daf Kuf Beis. So the Siman Daf Kuf Beis is a caveman. So here goes. The two cavemen. That must be on Daf Kuv Beis. The two cavemen who wanted to become more civilized but couldn't give up their habit of eating Eiver Min HaChai from non-kosher animals, which reminds us, in a Brice, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar say that the prohibition of Eiver Min HaChai applies to behemoths, chais, and birds, whether they are from kosher or non-kosher animals. The Chachamim say it only applies to kosher animals. Both opinions are derived from the same pasuk. So the two cavemen who wanted to become more civilized but couldn't give up their habit of eating Eiver Min HaChai from non-kosher animals and were informed they would be chai for eating limbs with minimal meat, but with gidin v'atzamos equaling a kazayas, which reminds us, Rav says that the liability for Eiver Min HaChai requires eating a kazayas because the Torah uses the word achila, eating. Rav Nachman said that one would still be liable b'mashu basur gidin v'atzamos, with a limb containing a minimal amount of meat, with enough sinews and bones to combine to gazayis, although they are not food and do not combine for gazayis to transgress nevela. So, the two cavemen who wanted to become more civilized but couldn't give up their habit of eating Eiver Min HaChai from non-kosher animals and were informed they would be chai for eating limbs with minimal meat but with gidin v'atzamos equaling a kazayis, saw their friend transgress when he ate an entire live bird smaller than a kazayis, since behema b'chayeha le'ivarim omedes, which reminds us, a braisa discusses one who eats an entire live bird smaller than a kazayis whole. Rebbe exempts him from malchus, but Rebbe Elazar bar Rebbe Shimon says he's chai because he holds b'chayeha le'ivarim omedes. While an animal is alive, it stands to be cut into limbs. So each limb is already prohibited as Eiver Min HaChai, which he transgresses by eating the bird alive. Rebbe holds b'chayeha lav le'ivarim omedes, and it only stands to be cut into limbs when it's shechted. Rebbe adds that if Rebbe would hold machshavas ochin shma machshava, that one's thought regarding food is considered an effective thought, then one who decide to eat a small living bird one limb at a time and instead ate it alive would be chai for Eiver Min HaChai because his intent renders the limbs independent entities. Daf Kuf Gimel. So the Siman Daf Kuf Gimel is Kugel. So here goes. The annual Kugel eating contest. Kugel? That must be more on Daf Kuf Gimel. The annual Kugel eating contest was a disaster when one contestant was told he was getting three sets of malchus for eating the Kugel cooked with the chalav of a living treifa, which reminds us, Rabbi Chibar Abba and Rabbi Avo cite different rulings in Rabbi Yochanan's name about one who ate chalav taken from a live treifa. Rabbi Chibar Abba obligates two sets of malchus, but Rabbi Avo obligates three, for chalav, Eiver Min HaChai, and treifa. This malchokas is explained in three ways. So the annual Kugel eating contest was a disaster when one contestant was told he was getting three sets of malchus for eating the Kugel cooked with the chalav of a living treifa, while another contestant mistakenly thought he was putter when he consumed some of the Eiver Min HaChai stuffed Kugel by eating two half kazesim of the Eiver separately, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Chilkum b'chutz, if one divided a kazais of Eiver Min HaChai outside his mouth and ate each half separately, is he high for eating a combined kazais like for other prohibited foods? Rabbi Yochanan said he's putter. Since Eiver Min HaChai is unique in that sinews and bones count towards a kazais, its laws cannot be derived from ordinary prohibitions, and the kazais must be consumed at once to incur malchus. Rabbi Elazar disagrees, arguing that mechusar kreva lav k'mechusar maisadami. Lacking proximity is not like lacking an act, and the two halves are combined. So the annual Kugel eating contest was a disaster when one contestant was told he was getting three sets of malchus for eating the Kugel cooked with the chalav of a living treifa, while another contestant mistakenly thought he was putter when he consumed some of the Eiver Min HaChai stuffed Kugel by eating two half kazesim of the Eiver separately. And the judges argued whether the food stuck between his teeth and not swallowed was counted as part of the kazayis, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says that the kazayis required for liability is chutz mishal bein hashinayim, besides for that which is stuck between the teeth and not swallowed. Since he holds achil b'me'ah be'inan, we require consumption of a kazayis in his stomach, he must ingest an entire kazayis. Rabbi Yochanan says the food stuck between his teeth is included for kazayis. Rabbi Papa says Rabbi Yochanan only argues about food which is stuck in the palate before which it is not fully tasted. Although he did not consume a full kazayis, Rabbi Yochanan says his throat enjoyed tasting a kazayis. Daf Kuf Dalad. So the Siman Daf Kuf Dalad is code. So here goes. The caterer who just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code. Code? That must mean we're on Daf Kuf Dalad. The caterer who just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code left in the will instructing him to serve chicken, not meat, to avoid getting near the Isser Deraisa of Basa B'chala, which reminds us that what brings the Malchokas of bird meat is considered meat Medaraisa for the Isser of Basa B'chala. So the caterer who just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code left in the will, instructing him to serve chicken, not meat, to avoid getting near the Issa Derais of Basa Bakhalov, explained to the waiters that it's not going too far to demand that they don't put chicken and cheese on the same table. Which reminds us, Abai explains that bringing bird meat and cheese onto the table was not decreed to prevent them from being eaten together, which is itself only rabbinically prohibited and would therefore be a gezerah l'gezerah. Rather, it was to prevent meat of a behemoth from being brought together with cheese onto the table, leading to a biblical violation of Basa Bakhalov. So the caterer who just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code left in the will instructing him to serve chicken, not meat, to avoid getting near the Issid Derais of Basa Bakhalov, explained to the waiters that it's not going too far to demand that they don't put chicken and cheese on the same table, but that they don't have to tell the customers to wash their hands and mouths after the cheese before eating the chicken. Which reminds us, Agra, Rabbi Abba's father-in-law taught a brisa, Of ugvina nechoim ba'apikorin. Bird meat and cheese may be eaten one after the other in a carefree manner. He explains that bird meat may be eaten after cheese without netilas adayim, washing his hands, and without kinuach hapeh, wiping out his mouth to remove dairy particles from his hands and mouth, which are required when eating meat of a behemah after cheese. Daf Kuf Hey, so the Siman Daf Kuf Hey is a hacker. So here goes. And the hacker, that must be on Daf Kuf Hey, that's Kuf Hey backwards. So the hacker who hacked into the kosher restaurant computer system and discovered the algorithm they used to create a meat milk robot that provided bread and water to rinse and cleanse one's mouth between milk and meat, which reminds us, the previous daf taught that one who ate dairy and wishes to eat meat must first perform netilas yadayim, washing his hands, and kinuach hapeh, wiping out his mouth. Basila says meidiach, he must rinse his mouth, and the Gemara clarifies that this is in addition to kinuach hapeh, not instead. Rabbi Zera says that kinuach hapeh may only be performed with bread. So the hacker who hacked into the kosher restaurant computer system and discovered the algorithm they used to create a meat milk robot that provided bread and water to rinse and cleanse one's mouth between milk and meat, and to do a fleishik meal to milchik meal, 6-hour countdown, which reminds the Gemara discusses how long one must wait to eat dairy after meat. So the hacker who hacked into the kosher restaurant computer system and discovered the algorithm they used to create a meat milk robot that provided bread and water to rinse and cleanse one's mouth between milk and meat, and to do a fleishik meal to milchik meal 6-hour countdown, couldn't override the Maim Rishonim Achronim robot named Chova that washes one's hands as per needed in the beginning and end of the meal. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the laws of Maim Rishonim and Maim Achronim. Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashian said, Maim Rishonim mitzvah, the first waters for washing before eating bread are a mitzvah, v'achronim chova, but the last waters for washing before birchas amazon are an obligation. A braisa calls both a chova relative to emsayim, the middle waters between courses, which are a rishus, optional. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf you discuss how many sets of malkus one gets for eating chalev of a living treifa? That's on daf Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn that a slice of forbidden meat or fish is not batel barov since they're fit to be honored by serving them before guests? That's on daf Kuf. Good. Number 3. Which daf brings the malchokas of bird meat is considered meat midaraisa for the isra of basa bachalov? That's on daf Kuf Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss until which joints one must wash his hands for chulin truma and the avoda in the base of Mikdash? That's on daf Kuvav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss whether the meat of Eiver Min HaChai, which is stuck between the teeth and not swallowed, is included in the shear of a kazais? That's on daf Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn about the reason for netilas yadayim for chulin? That's on daf Kuvav. Good. Number 7. Which daf to discuss the laws of Maim Rishonim and Maim Achronim? That's on daf Kuf Hey. Good. Number 8. Which daf to discuss the halachos of Kinuach HaPeh and other procedures required to eat meat after dairy? That's on daf Kuf Hey. Good. Number 9. Which daf to discuss doing Tevilas Yadayim, dipping one's hands in the Chamei Teveria? That's on daf Kuf Vav. Good. Number 10. Which daf brings the opinion that ain beginning b'nos and tam, that sinus do not convey any flavor? That's on daf Tzadites. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.